This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have 7 after the hour, Tuesday, November the 29th, on the air with DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So you ladies know that I look to you for wisdom, knowledge, guidance, help. So perhaps you can help me understand how a 24-year-old woman, mother of a 2.5-year-old daughter, is so wrapped up in herself that she overdoses not once, but twice on the floor while shopping in various dollar stores, Walmart, since last September. There's a video showing this woman sprawled in an aisle of a dollar store with her daughter crying over her, desperately trying to wake her up. How does somebody fail that big? We don't all succeed all the time, there's no question. I don't know anybody who succeeds all the time. But those who succeed more often than others seem to have a pattern that they follow, and it usually involves help from others. I can't imagine this woman went down the street to overdosing by herself. Somebody must have known, beside her 2.5-year-old daughter, what was going on with this woman. We can't be, I sort of take a shot because I think it's very selfish. We all have, I'm learning a lot because my son is a drug and alcohol counselor about this lifestyle and about how people get into the pain of their lives and the disappointment of their lives, the failures of their lives. But we all have those. Jennifer, you failed from time to time. Victoria, you failed. Well, somebody else has
failed. Yes, Dougie, I have failed a few times.
Yeah. But you haven't gone to drugs, have you?
No, I'm not a drug person at all.
You haven't gone to pot?
No. I'm way too afraid of losing control. And that, that's probably the best of me and the worst of me all in one sense. Yeah. Is that I don't like to lose control. And that would be difficult. But I have addiction people in my family, or people with addictive personalities.
Yeah.
And I've seen this,
yeah,
and it's horrible, and people that think that you can turn this on and off, they're mistaken. This is an illness. It's sort of, even though it's one that's fixable, it's sort of like cancer, and it's, you know, it affects people's brains, it affects their physical beings, and
Everything.
It doesn't make these people bad people. I mean, so often we vilify addicts, and believe me, they make terrible choices that you can't get behind, but at the core, a lot of these people are some of the best people, because they're so sensitive that that's how they cope, is with
that's
drugs.
An interesting way of looking at it. I'm being very critical, because, I'm not really so concerned about her as I am the 2.5-year-old daughter.
I agree.
Yeah.
Victoria?
I don't even know what else to add. I don't know what else to add. I have no idea how that woman got as bad as she did. I saw the video of that, and I had to turn it off because it's so disturbing. I just don't know. I'm fortunate that I have just never even been attracted to or tempted by anything of that ilk. I'm very, very fortunate.
Those big cigars you smoke with your father.
Once every 2 years, yes. Yeah. I am a very bad girl. Once every 2 years, I have a cigar, which I don't inhale. Because
it makes you sick.
Well, you can't inhale it. It makes you really sick. You cough.
Really? I don't know. I've never smoked anything, so I don't know from nothing about that stuff. But it's easy to be critical. Yes.
Well, and also, it's also, believe me, in my nature, it is much more rewarding to take care of the victims, right? Because we hear about the victims, and obviously that should come first. But I think so often we worry about the victims, and we kind of vilify these people who are just sick. There's no other excuse for it.
Okay. So let's go one step further, shall we? Let's try to understand what happened at Ohio State yesterday. I got a call from my friend Ralph about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, probably He was on the board with me at Heidelberg. Very good friend. He said, "You hear what was going on in Columbus?" He said, "It happens to be right across the street from my office." So we were talking about this 20-year-old, 18-year-old, I'm not sure how old he is, a kid that came here. 18?
Yeah.
Okay. So he comes here from Somalia.
Via Pakistan.
Near as I can tell, he went to Lewiston, Maine for a while with all the rest of the Somalians that are up there. And then he decides he wants to go to college. He applies to Ohio State, gets into Ohio State, and immediately becomes unhappy because he doesn't feel respected because he doesn't like the way people treat Muslims. So he deliberately rams students with his car on the campus, then jumps out of the car and takes a butcher knife and chases seven people around and stabs them. And ultimately the police shoot him and kill him. But you look at this thing and what, I mean, there are all kinds of reactions that people, when he and I were talking, Ralph and I were talking about this, I said, "What in the name of God's going on there?" And he said, "Well, you know, Ohio is not any different than any place else." And then I started thinking about, well, it is, because there are a lot of Muslims who live in the northwestern part of the state. I don't know about around Columbus and Ohio State.
But it's not considered to be a hotbed. By national security experts, this isn't a hotbed state necessarily.
But there are four or five mosques around Toledo, and you go up into Dearborn, and there are a couple hundred thousand Muslims and at least a dozen mosques south of Detroit in that area. And they've sort of assimilated. They've just kind of become wallpaper, not, you know, the garb is different sometimes, and yeah, they go to a different looking place for their religious services, but they've pretty much, or many of them, most of them, have assimilated. So why couldn't this person assimilate is the first question, and then you get into this whole business of Daesh saying in their propaganda that they want people to do exactly what this guy did, drive into a crowd of people and get a knife.
Use your car. If you don't have your car, use a knife. If you don't have a knife, beat their heads into the ground. And that was the messaging.
Okay.
And you know what's so interesting is I was actually on the air during my local morning show in Los Angeles when all of this started to break. And so what's so crazy about all this is that the minute that you hear it, you go, okay, you know, 18 to 24-year-old white male goes into a classroom and starts shooting. Because that was sort of the response that was going on. Shots fired. And so you're like, okay. Yeah. Then you start hearing the rumblings that there was a car involved. And originally, one of the thoughts was that the car was involved, he came out stabbing people and then shooting, and maybe someone else was involved. The minute it starts taking on the vehicle and the knife, all of a sudden, I said it on the air, maybe this is not responsible, but, you know, I was saying, wow, this smacks of terror. Because when it goes from the, you know, disassociated white kid to a guy using a car as a weapon, then all of a sudden it smacks of terror. And then later in the day, on another program that I do, because I like to collect jobs, like people collect stamps. Robert Spencer, who's kind of one of these national security experts, was chatting with me, and he goes, you know, in the school newspaper, maybe, I don't know, less than a year ago, this kid was profiled.
Yes, and it was only the beginning of the school year, this year.
Yeah.
In fact, September of this year, August of this year.
Right. He was in this newspaper, and it, you know, seemed like he had done a lot of assimilating, but he was complaining that there was no place for him to pray. And that was kind of concerning to him. And so then you go, okay, well, obviously, this is also another sign. And then you hear about the Facebook post, and it's like all of these things start to just paint this portrait that seems to make sense for the civilians in this country, but maybe not so much the government officials. And we need to start tackling this for what it is. And, you know, I've said it a million times. We need to start calling it what it is so that we can start tackling this ideology that is now infiltrating the country.
But what were they supposed to do? Were they supposed to, like, arrest him because of his Facebook posts and stuff? I mean, that's the thing that
I
don't.
Absolutely not. But
for those of you who didn't know, there's a lot of posted Facebook rants before the attack.
Quiet, and you still have not heard officials come out and say that this was most likely linked to Islamic terror. We have not heard anybody
say that.
Does
this kid have any connections that we know of, though, or is this speculation?
It doesn't. The connections don't really matter in this country, because what's happening is they're getting inspired. So everybody that says, oh, this is a lone wolf attack.
There are no
lone wolf attacks. What they're doing is they're being inspired by these groups from overseas via social media or via magazines or whatever they're looking at, these sources, and they're carrying out these attacks one-off basis. And these tend to be those disillusioned people that might go in and shoot up a campus, but now they're being influenced by religious groups, and we have to start.
Well, that's what I was actually going to say. Is it's interesting at the beginning where you talk about how you think it's going to be a young white male who's disenfranchised with the country or with the world or whatever his issue is, but I think that's kind of the deeper issue that I wish we could look into more. Is wherever they're being inspired from, whether it's because they're being rejected by girls or being inspired
right.
by ISIS or something.
Oh no, that's right. Mental illness is at the core.
And
sure.
I just wish that. I mean, what is it with young males? Because I mean, sure, other people in the country are committing crimes and other people in the world are committing crimes. But what is it about young men that makes them feel so unhappy and disenfranchised that they have to go out and do things like this?
It's
and
like
I
Columbine, like but now they're inspired by something else other than wearing black.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Yes, Carrie, you're right. It's the same age group.
With a thought, let's go back to this. There are all kinds of angles here. Unhappy young men who are disenfranchised do what this guy did. Mm-hmm. Unhappy young women who are disenfranchised do what the woman we talked about when we first started the half hour. In that circumstance, is she expressing the same discontent in her way as this gentleman or person in Ohio expressed his discontent? I mean, look at this Facebook page. This was three minutes before the rampage. He posts, quote, "I can't take it anymore. America, stop interfering with other countries, especially the Muslims. We are not weak. We are not weak. Remember that." What in the name of God, America? I just...
And what was done yesterday?
I can't take it anymore. What do you mean you can't take it anymore? What's
my question, too, is what was done in the last... I mean, I haven't heard any big stories about America getting involved. I mean, over the course of the last 8, 16, I mean, you can start going through administrations. Yes, there has been a lot of interaction by the U.S. and the Middle East. But what was that moment? What was that catalyst moment that he couldn't take it anymore?
All right, let's take a deep breath. This is something that will certainly require more engagement, people trying to figure it all out, which is another story, another crackpot hurting people, and there's way too much of it going on here. What do we do is the question. We don't have answers, it would seem. 19 past the hour with DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver. Especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Experiences, take the songs that are being tracked, that are doing well, the downloads of holiday songs digitally, and every hour we have our musical portion here. This part of every hour is dealing with the music issues, people, things that are available. So we'll pick one of these songs, and we'll keep counting through them and down the list from number 10 to number 1. This happens to be the sixth most popular song to have been pulled and downloaded so far this season. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This was recorded in 1998. It's called Christmas Cannon. Do you want to crank it up for a second, Kara? Nice. Sets a kind of mood that we've had on our mind so far in this hour, anyway. So, peaceful thoughts interrupted now by the Sex Pistols. This is a great transition. Joe Corey, who's the son of the manager of the Sex Pistols, Malcolm McLaren, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK. Crank this up here. I'm like me, I give her on time, stop a traffic line, if you just dream and I shall be. This is considered music by some people, not by yours truly. Anyway. Anarchy in the UK, they celebrated the release by burning, Joe Corey did his collection of punk memorabilia on a barge floating down the Thames River.
Oh, sure. That's so punk, which is the only cool part of this story. Well, but it's so punk.
But the collection was valued about $5 million.
I know. That's what's punk about it. Yeah. There's no capitalism tied to it.
He said punk was never meant to be nostalgic. You can't learn how to be one at the Museum of London workshop. Punk has become another marketing tool to sell you something you don't need. The illusion of an alternative voice, conformity in another uniform. Oh, my God. Corey was moved to burn the items by his disgust at Punk London, which apparently is a formalized celebration of punk across the city. So, then people, as they're watching this, taking to social media with divided feelings on the burning of so much important music history. Some said it was the most punk thing anybody has done since the Sex Pistols, while others have said that the item should have been auctioned off for others to appreciate this item. I mean, yeah, use the money for something worthwhile. I think this is kind of an egotistical, selfish thing to do. I agree. This is the Sex Pistols represented something for sure. And, you know, to each his own is their stuff.
But to rent a very large barge and float it down the Thames on fire is awesome.
Yeah. All right, from the Sex Pistols now to Iggy Azalea. Check to her Instagram account yesterday to wish a happy birthday to her plastic surgeon and thank him for working on her.
Oh, no.
She posted a picture of Dr. Ashkan Guavami. Hey, Beverly Hills, that sounds like every other... Have you ever looked at the telephone book in Beverly Hills? Jennifer's probably done this. Every surgeon that does plastic surgery has a name like that. There's no Dr. Peter Johnson doing it.
Oh, no.
It's Dr. Ashkan Guavami.
But Dr. Peter Johnson works in the Valley. You want, like, if you want a Beverly Hills level guy, you got to be fancy.
It's $2,500 more to do it in Beverly Hills than it is to do it in Burbank.
Minimum. I bet, yeah.
Anyway, she says, it might seem obvious I hold a man I owe my fabulous nose and breast to in high regard. But vanity is
anybody who says their breasts are fabulous.
Right. When you buy them, you want them to be fabulous.
I know.
Ash, you're hilarious as hell, talented, eclectic, a progressive thinker, and someone who supports women in the choice to do what they want with their own bodies. So cheers to you. Cheers to you. I'm proud to call you my friend. There it is. Izzy. Iggy is there. You're going at it. 28 after.
Same side of the same coin. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Belief is a psychological construct. All human beings have belief. In terms of theists, those who believe in God, and atheists, those who don't believe in God, well, they have the exact same level of belief, too. Since no one can indisputably prove that there is or is not a God, the reality is, whether you staunchly believe in a divine being or staunchly believe there isn't one, it's actually what some people would say is two sides of the same coin. But from a psychological perspective, quote-unquote, believers and non-believers actually live on the same side of the same coin. They're both absolutely certain about something they cannot prove. Before you allow yourself to get angry that others believe differently than you, be mindful to be aware that belief is a psychological construct, and for better or worse, we all have it. For more thought-provoking ideas, visit drchristianconti.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My best friend.
Now 34 after the hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schilling. Heard nationwide every day on fine radio stations like KVAN, KVAN, which is News Talk 1550 in Portland, Oregon. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? The Tuesday conversation is underway with a focus on problems and how we would fix them if we ruled the world. If it were a triumvirate of people, that is me as king, and my two queens would be Victoria and Jennifer, with the princess being Kara. If we ruled the world, how would we fix situations like this ridiculous, asinine thing that keeps going on day after day? Now the Dakota, North Dakota governor has ordered the expulsion of all these people, the Native Americans and the activists who have been camped there near the oil pipeline project, as they try to have the situation rectified with some leadership. Governor Jack Dalrymple says that the this is an emergency evacuation. We got to get these people out of there because they're liable to be hurt. They'll be for their own good. We got to get them out of there because the harsh weather is coming and there's blizzards bearing down. So they don't seem to be smart enough on their own. You know, if they make a choice to protest and be there, leave them alone. It's not your business. If they get sick and whatever may happen to them, that's their business, not yours. This is a, I believe, a false way of getting them out of there.
Completely.
So that these people can get in and do what they want to do. There is absolutely no leadership. This is, you want to protest something that makes sense to protest? Forget about wasting your time on Donald Trump. Go protest with these people up there. I mean, if you really want to protest, these fair weather protesters who are in all the warm weather cities protesting, okay, put on a coat and go up where the snow is.
And well,
where
and it's something you can actually change, right?
Right.
I mean, right now, there's nothing that these protesters are really going to change. So,
no.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, they may change.
I just don't understand why this is still
leadership.
Going on.
I don't either. Obama has been completely absent without
ridiculous.
No leadership at all on the federal government. This is federal land that they're putting the pipeline across. It happens to be the water supply for these people. And they just said, well, wait a minute. If you put that pipeline there and it blows a leak, a gasket, and spoils our water, what's going to happen? That was the question. That was the only question they had. What are you going to do about it? And the Army Corps of Engineers said nothing. We're not going to do anything about it. We're going to do what we want to do. So they said, no, you're not. We're going to stop you. And that's what they've been doing for months and months and months.
If and this nothing, was anywhere else in America and involving the white man and not Native Americans, this would have been solved a long time ago. I think if this was
I don't want to agree with you, but you may be right.
But even if this was a small, let's just say this was a small town and they were trying to protect a reservoir and they,
well,
from having
doing, basically.
But let's even bring it on to like a small town USA level, and it's
Dollywood in Tennessee.
Well, okay. Dollywood might be up in flames, so I don't know if that's the best example right now. But
love Dolly.
No, I know, but they've got those wildfires are threatening Dollywood. Yeah. But even if this, I just think if this was small town Whitesville, anywhere in the USA, this would have already been resolved and the pipeline would have been moved. That's what I think. I really believe that.
I disagree about small town Whitesville. What I actually think is the case here is that when it doesn't happen in a major city or in an area where there's a lot of media attention, a lot of politicians who want to get involved, this is a mostly rural community and it's being ignored because it's not glamorous. And that's why a lot of Hollywood stars have tried to attach themselves to it. And the only time the mainstream news media talks about this is when those stars are saying something, when Shailene Woodley comes out. And so it's like, it's just so silly. It's like, you know.
Drove her parents' RV into the site and went without a bath for days. I remember reading that as part of the story.
I'm pretty sure that's her MO, just in life.
Really?
She's like sort of crunchy,
Yeah, but she's at least attracted. She did a Facebook Live over the weekend, and she is now attracted, like, the stars of Twilight. I mean, she's really pulling in a lot of Hollywood support, and they're going now to protest. So it will get more coverage.
The administration has postponed final approval of the permit required to, this has been going on since September. They've taken no action in 3 months. Supposedly, it was to give the feds, and especially the Army Corps of Engineers, more time to consult with tribal leaders. The Army Corps of Engineers consultation is get off the land so these guys can do what they want to. There's no discussion. There hasn't been any real leadership. The tensions get larger, and because of what you were just saying about the people involved, it gets more deeply, and the weather, you know, these phonies from Hollywood aren't going to go out. There's a big snowstorm headed in there today. And this is what supposedly the governor is worried about. You look at these people, they're all dressed up warmly, and you know, it's just the barbed wire everywhere, and that slice wire to keep them away from what the, you know, where the project's actually taking place. It's a disgusting display of America at its worst. That's what I see. I'm ashamed of the way this has been handled. And especially when you look down, we look to leadership from Washington. There are no, where are the state reps? Where are the senators from North Dakota? Where are any of these people?
I mean, I'm sure they're around, but either they can't get national media coverage or they're not saying anything. I don't know. But it is a very good question. Where is anyone?
I mean, more disgraces at the hands of the news media pigs.
It's deafening silence.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. We didn't fix that problem when we talked about it, and that's maybe a way of helping it get fixed.
So like every other triumvirate in the history of politics, has we failed, is what you're saying?
Well, we're still working on it. Okay. All right. Sports news. You snooze, you lose in the sports news department. Chicago Cubs sent a bill for $388,000, huh? the big celebrations for the Cubs having won. You've heard the Cubs won the World Series, folks. You heard that story. Right?
I did hear that.
There was a big victory rally, and 5 million people showed up and made a mess of the city. So the money, and I guess the Cubs are happy to pay it, go toward repairs. There were a lot of things that were hurt in Grant Park. But not in a bad.
I mean, this is
no,
like
just made a mess of the soil. Yeah, really.
Wear and tear. Yeah,
right.
Because so really, I don't think there were any reports of anything crazy, burning cars or anything like that. It's not like Boston,
right?
You
excuse
people.
Me.
Yeah, you take your car, you unpack the car, and then you turn it over.
It's like, wait, why are you setting that car on fire? Well, we won.
Yeah, right. Let's celebrate. Burn the town down. Speaking of New York City, a Knicks fan, also linked to another New York City landmark, stiffing the team on her super expensive courtside seats, according to Madison Square Garden bigwigs, the deli owner, the Carnegie Deli.
Which is signed legendary up for, in New York.
Yes, oh yeah, fabulous place to go.
And they're closing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they didn't pay the $100,000 for the Knicks.
Maybe.
Madison Square Garden owns the Knicks. They've sued Terry Klein, the wife of the co-owner of Carnegie Deli, for 10 Knicks season tickets that she's been using and reselling, but she hasn't paid for them. There were 44 home games, so that's 440 tickets. Total cost of these seats, $101,225. So, actually, she had a credit from the previous season, so it's only $97,865. So, Terry and her husband, Fred, been loyal fans for decades, so they're reluctantly filing the lawsuit. They're suing because she agreed that she owes the money, but can't... But she, you know, it's interesting. There's a difference between can't pay and refusing to pay.
Right.
So, what's the status? Is the deli closing because it was losing money, because there are financial problems? I have a hard time believing that, but I don't know for sure.
I feel like in all things Manhattan right now, which is very sad, I feel like the rent went so high. You see so many mom-and-pop businesses just closing. New York City's become so homogenized with chain stores and you know, they can pay $20,000, $30,000 a month in rent.
Now, look at Times Square. There's no local color in Times Square.
No.
Every national joint, hamburger
chain,
and chain in the world. That's what's there.
And that's spreading throughout the whole city.
Right. It's like a cancer. It's like a bunch of worms crawling around.
Well, it is. I mean, we're becoming just the Manhattan Mall. I mean, that's literally what we're becoming.
That's what everything. Look at the. Have you been to the airport lately?
Not
go get on a plane. It's let's go shopping at the mall.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the plane's at the end of the concourse. That's what it is.
Right.
I've been walking around Heathrow Airport a couple of weeks ago. And you really couldn't get. I'm trying to get information on where the plane is. It took me 15 minutes to get through all of the stores and stuff to find out where to go to get the plane.
Isn't it great? I'm all about the stores. Bring them on.
All right, so listen to this. I found out last night, I got told by the Israeli Tourist Bureau that they're going to fly me from Miami to Tel Aviv. You want to take a gander how long that flight's going to be?
Miami to Tel Aviv?
Miami to Tel Aviv on the 17th.
13 hours. 14 hours.
It's 14 hours. By the time I have an hour and a half, and I think Zurich, if I'm not mistaken. But
oh, that's where I flew into. Zurich's fun. You take this little train that runs through the airport, and as soon as you get on it, they have like these weird animal sounds. Like you hear a cow.
Really?
And then you're like,
you're right at home.
They're really weird.
Speaking of animals. The story of Putin's wife or the spokesperson. I'm trying to figure this out. We all figure this out together.
This is a bizarre story.
It really is kind of bizarre. All right. Stand by for that. 45 past the hour.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list. And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Lots of people travel to horse shows in motorhomes, and my daughter's property has 5 RV spaces, which she can rent for good prices during the shows in her community. Apparently, someone decided that is a threat to local hotels. So now the town government has told her that visitors may park their RVs there, but cannot sleep in them. That defeats the very purpose of having a motorhome. Hotels may depend on revenue they earn during the same horse shows, but if they would look through the lens of liberty, they would see that it is not the government's job to pick winners and losers in our free enterprise system. Businesses have to compete, just like the horses do.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what's going on here. By the way, I have nothing to say about, the plane that crashed, killed those soccer team members in Columbia, 70 people. What do you say about that? What a tragedy.
It's horrible, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Putin's wife, the spokesperson for Putin's wife, got people really upset.
It's his spokesperson's wife. It's his press secretary's wife.
Oh, it's not Putin's wife. He doesn't have a wife.
No, he doesn't have a wife anymore. Right, he killed her.
Right. He didn't. She's alive.
No,
but remember, she went missing and people thought he totally...
She's riding naked on a horse someplace.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the wife of the spokesperson is the one performing a Holocaust-themed ice skating routine on a Russian reality TV show. It's like Dancing with the Stars. Her name is Tatiana Navka.
Of course.
Former Olympic ice dancer, married to Dmitry Peskov, Putin's press secretary. This is on the
Russians
main
have
state
the best
network.
Name.
Who's your what?
Russians have the best names.
They do, don't they? Ms. Navka and her dance partner pirouetted and smiled while wearing the striped uniforms of concentration camp prisoners, including paper yellow stars of David that the Jews were forced to wear by the Nazis. She posted on her Instagram account that the routine was meant as a tribute to the Oscar-winning film Life is Beautiful, which follows the efforts of a father who tries to protect his son from the horrors of a concentration camp. So her routine attempted to replicate parts of the movie but didn't do a very good job of it. So social media have been attacking the performance as insensitive. Really, you think so? 10 minutes before
bad
the
choice.
Hour.
Bad choice. Yeah.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. $1,000. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Exercise your right to intelligence by listening to this experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria every day. One of the important things is our update on technology. So we have a story about Samsung, which is one of the largest corporations in the world. Even though their phones blow up and the washing machines blow up, they got lots of dough.
Yeah.
And if you look at the stock, because shareholders are trying to improve the returns, the dividends are getting larger. This is how you understand how much money this company is worth. They have a value on the market of $224 billion with a B.
Wow.
That's Samsung.
I think they're trying to split them up in two, right?
Yeah, they're trying to split the stock, exactly.
Yeah.
So one would be worth 1.6 something or other. 1,600 and something dollars, and the stock for another one would be $1,434. That's pretty expensive stock. So, anyway, that's one item of interest. AT&T has a new DirecTV package. We'll see if that puts you to sleep or not, plus a focus on Instagram in a moment.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's washing machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, now the exclusive story. This reminds me of Inside Edition. Our reporters have the inside story. Nobody else has got this information. So if you have DirecTV, good. If you don't, maybe you want to after Victoria explains what AT&T is doing with DirecTV.
Well, AT&T bought DirecTV and Time Warner under, you know, they have that whole big conglomerate
right.
now.
Right.
So
$85 billion bucks.
Yeah, and so DirecTV Now, which has been a highly anticipated cable service for cable cord cutters. So all millennials are falling into this now. It's very
Does
rare
this
that
include
millennials...
Fios?
No, Fios is Verizon. That's totally different.
No, but I mean, can we cut Verizon? I'd like to throw Verizon into the...
That's for your internet service, so I don't know what other options you would have. But if you wanted to get rid of your cable TV, if you want to get rid of your cable box and not pay that every month, this would be an option for you. This is an option for everybody, and people have really been waiting for this to happen because this is live network TV, but without cable. That's why this is a big deal.
But so, can you get Netflix and...
You can have anything you
Amazon,
want.
Amazon, all that stuff?
Yep. You have all. Too. It's if you have a smart TV, you have Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, whatever else you want. But DirecTV Now, what they're offering that's different is every major network. So you've got everything from Walt Disney, which includes ABC. You've got all the Time Warner Turner stuff, HBO, NBC Universal, Viacom, AMC, Discovery. And most recently, they just added 20th Century Fox. The only network who has not signed on to this yet is CBS, which it makes sense because millennials don't watch CBS. So that's really the only there's nothing missing in this package. And for $35 a month, that's what is so appealing about this to millennials. I mean, my cable bill is $160 a month.
Whoa.
So, yeah, but that's, you know, New York, and that includes my internet.
New York.
But, yeah. But, I mean, but my parents pay, my parents are in New Jersey. They pay close to $200 for cable and internet.
$200 a month for cable
and
internet.
$287 a month.
So for anyone who might feel that they're missing out on those network channels, Freeform and other things that millennials watch, this is the answer. And this, they're the first ones they got out in front, and for $35 a month, you're going to see it's 100 live stream TV networks, which this is huge.
Instagram has something it's borrowing from Snapchat. What's that?
Yes, they have new stories that disappear. They're self-destructing after 24 hours. You can send them to your friends directly, just like on Snapchat. And if someone takes a screenshot, which people try to do on Snapchat all the time, it now alerts the user. So you can tell your friends, hey, stop stealing
Good
my
to
stuff.
Know.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Jennifer's a Snapchatter, so yep.
No. I don't want people stealing my stuff. This is my stuff. You can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
The big idea. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, another action-packed hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, 59 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.